This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that will move market on Friday, 6th of December. Thursday was a volatile day for Indian market, but bears gained control of D Street and pushed benchmark indices in the negative territory. In a surprise move, RBI maintained status quo, which initially triggered a sharp reaction on the negative side as the majority were expecting 25 BPS cut. However, the index managed to recoup losses and closed above 12,000. Experts feel that the market is likely to consolidate further, but the bias still remains on the upside as long as Nifty holds above 11,950. Let's look at the final tally on D Street. The BSE Sensex fell 70 points to 40,779, while the Nifty 50 closed 24 points lower at 12,018. Sectorally, the action was seen in IT, consumer durables, and capital goods. While on the losing front, telecom, metals, public sector indices witnessed selling pressure. In the broader market space, the mid-cap index was down 0.32%, while the small-cap index outperformed as it rose 0.02%. Volume spike of 100 to 400% was seen in stocks like Titan, SRF, Container Corporation, Interglobe Aviation, and Tata Elxsi. Long buildup was seen in stocks such as Tata Elxsi, Equitas, Justdial, while IGL, Indigo, and Godrej Consumer Products saw short buildup. The Indian rupee rose sharply in the last hour of trade to settle 24 paise higher at 71.29 to the US dollar on Thursday, after the RBI promised to continue with the accommodative stance in its monetary policy. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers for the first time in Indian market in December month for Rs. 653 crore, while the DIIs were net sellers to the tune of Rs. 410 crore, provisional data showed. Now let's see what the technical indicators signal for the market. Nifty formed a bearish candle on the day chart but held on to its crucial support at 12,000. The index failed to hold on to 5 days EMA placed at 12,032. Despite forming a small bearish candle, the trade setup still remained positive. As long as Nifty holds above 11,950 level, bulls should remain in control, suggest experts. On the upside, if the index manages to sustain above 12,081 level in the next trading session, then the upswing can get extended up to 12,113 level, while a close below 11,998 could drag it towards 11,950 to 11,900. Three levels to watch on Friday are 11,998, 12,081, and 12,158. India VIX moved up by 7.39% at 14.30 level on Thursday. Maximum call open interest on Thursday stood at 12,500 followed by 12,000, while maximum put open interest was at 12,000 followed by 11,500. Now let's talk about some stocks in news. Mahindra & Mahindra Limited on December 5 announced that it has acquired 36.63% of share capital of Meru Travel Solutions at Rs. 44.71 crore in the first tranche of investment. Global rating agency Moody's on December 5 downgraded the ratings on private sector lender Yes Bank with a negative outlook, citing asset quality concerns and the shrinking capital buffers. Cadila Healthcare on December 5 said it has filed the new drug application of Saroglitazar Magnesium with the Drug Controller General of India. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to India Invest Securities and here is what they have to recommend. Bajaj Finserv is a sell call with a target price of Rs. 8,500 and a stop loss of Rs. 9,300. Container Corporation is a buy call with a target price of Rs. 615 and stop loss of Rs. 544. Upside potential for this call is 8.27%. Larsen & Toubro is a buy call with a target price of 1,380 and stop loss of Rs. 1,260. Upside potential for this call is 5.99%. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas, but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at Rs. 599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.